The Reverend Maurice Blackwell, a suspended Roman Catholic priest in Baltimore, remains in serious condition today. He was shot Monday by a man who says that he was sexually abused by the priest 9 years ago. Dante Stokes is in jail awaiting a psychiatric evaluation. Stokes lived a quiet, law-abiding life in the years after the alleged abuse. But his mother says all the media focus on the sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church triggered something in her son. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Baltimore is the oldest Catholic archdiocese in the United States. Father Blackwell was only the second African-American here to be ordained. After just 3 years working within the church, Blackwell was put in charge of one of the few mostly black Catholic parishes. He was much loved. His congregation doubled in a few years. But in 1993, a then 17-year-old Dante Stokes went to the church and the police, claiming Blackwell had been sexually abusing him after Bible study classes. Blackwell was suspended, and the case was investigated by then-Archbishop William Keeler. The Archdiocese of Baltimore sent Blackwell for 3 months of inpatient psychological treatment at the Institute for Living in Hartford, Connecticut. The police performed 2 polygraph tests on Stokes, both of which he passed. But the investigation grew stale. No witnesses, no other evidence. And so the police eventually dropped the case. When Blackwell was released from treatment, then-Archbishop Keeler reviewed his psychological profile and many letters of support from parishioners and decided to reinstate Blackwell in the church. 5 years later, new allegations against Blackwell emerged. The priest admitted to having an inappropriate relationship with a minor, and he was suspended from the church. But it appears that the church did not reopen the earlier case of Dante Stokes. His family says in the years following the incident, Stokes was changed, more depressed. But the family says he eventually moved on with his life. He was a devout Catholic and law-abiding citizen. Then recently, all the reports in the media of abuse by Catholic priests seemed to rub the old wound. Stokes' mother said on CNN that he wanted some resolve.
He wanted an apology from him. That's all he wanted. That's what he asked for.
On Monday evening, Stokes drove up to Blackwell, standing outside his home, and tried to speak to him. When Blackwell refused, Stokes pulled a .357 Magnum out of his duffel bag and shot Blackwell in the hand, the hip, and the side. Ironically, on Tuesday, William Keeler, who's now cardinal, led a meeting of area bishops and priests to talk about the sexual abuse crisis in the church. Keeler said the clergy were reeling from the Blackwell shooting. Cardinal Keeler is the same man who reinstated Blackwell in 1993. He did not answer questions about that decision, but referred them to a spokesperson, Ray Campisti.
The decision to place Father Blackwell back in ministry back in 93 was a judgment call. It was based on conflicting information, information that did not look good, but information that was not, in the end, completely determinable.
For his part, Cardinal Keeler called the situation exquisitely painful, but he said he has faith some purification will come of it. Dante Stokes is being held in Baltimore. At a bail hearing today, he told the judge he wanted to see his family and child. He said he may be depressed, but he's not a flight risk or contemplating suicide. The judge denied bail for now and ordered a psychological evaluation for Stokes. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Baltimore.